Commentator Marion Winnick has some colorful thoughts on when the right shade, the perfect hue, can make all the difference.
Last week, I journeyed from the rubes of Pennsylvania, as we call these Taco Bell-studded cornfields, to my native New York City. I was taking my stepdaughter Emma and her friend Liz shoe shopping in that shoe shopper's paradise known as West 8th Street. Then I remembered that the store where I used to buy this incredible shade of deep blue-red lipstick was right around there. Until the mid-90s, I used to visit Patricia Fields regularly to stock up on my color. Then what happened? Well, it's not that I was ever much of a makeup wearer, but the year I became both a single mom and self-employed at home, my beauty rituals devolved from informal to non-existent. Hint, sleeping in your clothes and wearing them the next day really cuts down on laundry. Most of the grooming products I used with any frequency smelled like bubblegum and had dinosaurs on their labels. My lipsticks no longer ran out, they just ran away, squeezing out of my bag when I was fumbling for a baby wipe, rolling off, never to be seen again. Yet a person really should own some lipstick, and they should have something other than the free sample colors donated to them by their mother, because ginger peach and Waikiki coral make me look like something that washed up after the PTA meeting, but the right shade of red transforms me into a glamorous winter, leaving that perfect vermilion stain on the edge of a glass. So assertive, so careless, so sexy and territorial, as if to say, a real woman was here. This is perhaps why the store where I have traditionally bought my lipstick is patronized and run by drag queens. On this visit, I was met by a tall redhead with bangs and pigtails and lime green eyeshadow and a very deep voice. Grace was 19 years old, from Tupelo, Mississippi, and had arrived in New York only weeks before. I couldn't even remember the name of the color I was looking for, but Grace ducked into a closet and came out with matte scarlet. I put it on, and she was right. "Oh, yes," said Grace. "Yes, yes." With great concern, she gave me her card, telling me not to wait till my next trip to New York, but to call as soon as I needed more, and she'd put it in the mail. "You'll be 29 by then," I told her. "Don't say that," she begged. My 14-year-old companions, meanwhile, had smeared themselves with multicolored powders and glosses, but when I asked, said they didn't want to buy any makeup. They bought pastel-colored Converse sneakers and purple hair dye on St. Mark's Place instead. In the meantime, my husband had gotten his eyebrow pierced, but that's another story.
Commentator Marion Winnick lives in Glen Rock, Pennsylvania.